Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. America, melting pot, land of immigrants, mongrel nation, and I mean that in the best way. We are all coming from somewhere, right?
Yeah, of course. It seems like the endless genealogy craze is proof enough that people really are interested in knowing the crazy quilt of their ethnic heritage.
And yourself, Meghna?
Well, as if the name Meghna weren't enough, I am about as pure-blooded as you can get. I am a proud American with 100% Indian, as in South Asian background. You, Adam?
Well, despite the Italian last name, I suppose I'm kind of standard-issue Euro-mutt. But the point is, we are all proud of our individual family stories. Take this woman.
I am very proud of my heritage. These are my family stories. This is what my brothers and I were told by my mom and my dad, my mama and my papa. This is our lives, and I'm very proud of it.
That is Democratic Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren, who has been dogged by questions about her heritage.
Because turns out, back in the 90s, Harvard Law School touted Warren as a Native American faculty member, sort of. That she's at least part Native American was confirmed yesterday through the discovery of an 1894 marriage certificate.
Which shows that her great-great-great-grandmother was Cherokee, making Elizabeth Warren 132nd Native American.
WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is following this story, and he joins us now. Hi there, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna and Adam.
Okay, so Kurt, some have accused Elizabeth Warren of playing a minority card.
Sure.
In today's Boston Herald, columnist Marjorie Egan called it grabbing for minority cred without enduring the minority grief. Any similar sentiments on the campaign trail?
Yeah, so, you know, voters are definitely have opinions about this. Some folks think this is a side issue. It's not important. You know, we're all related. Who cares? Let's worry about jobs. But a lot of people feel like this is a question of judgment on her part. I spoke with Paul Vinecco of Jamaica Plain. He's one quarter Native American, Narragansett. And, you know, he thinks that her claim is kind of a stretch.
You know, I'm a quarter, and it's so far recessed behind me that I really can't reference it for any particular reason, and I just feel like Elizabeth Warren probably has even less reason, so I'm not terribly impressed.
So just to be clear, Harvard University touted Warren as a Native American, and she herself did in a law directory of sorts.
Yeah, so listed herself as a minority member in a law directory for years, mostly up to the time that she was at Harvard, not while she was at Harvard, but for a period of 9 years.
Okay, so any sense that this issue could change any voters' minds?
Yeah, I mean, we just heard from a few of those folks, and you see, you know, bloggers out there calling for her to do some DNA testing to prove this, even though there's fairly plausible record here now that you know, she is 132nd Cherokee. And she also denied, you know, but it's the judgment question, and she says, you know, she didn't really play on this. She denied using this ancestry to land her position at Harvard.
I believe that I was recruited at Harvard because I'm a good teacher.
So that's sort of the stance she's taking. She's been playing defense, but it kind of hasn't been going away.
Okay. Has Harvard responded to these accusations that they inaccurately represented her as a Native American law professor?
So it's kind of funny because they really addressed this fact back in the 1990s when the law school was being and the university was being criticized for being too white, for not having enough minority members. And so that's when they touted her as being a minority member. So it wasn't like they were promoting it. They were sort of reacting to criticism, bringing this out. But it's sort of, you know, that's interesting. Harvard also says that they don't believe that this heritage had anything to do with her application for the job. Mm.
So you can imagine, and we've heard how much of fuel for the fire this is for the political punditry. But what about the other candidate himself? What about Senator Brown? Has he made any comment on the issue?
He has. He has been sort of keeping his fingers clean a little bit, not trying to burn his fingers by getting too close to this. But here's what he had to say.
Well, I know the media's been asking a lot of questions, and I've been following it just like you have. So if there are questions, you know, she should answer them.
But honestly, his campaign and his campaign manager have been sort of reaching out to media. They've been pushing this, trying to keep it alive.
And finally, any sort of counter response to the response from Brown's campaign on behalf of Elizabeth Warren, anything she's saying?
Yeah, so her campaign called him a hypocrite today because he, of course, as we know, was elected to the Senate, as an opponent to make sure that national health care reform didn't go through. He's a big opponent of what he calls Obamacare. But he has admitted now that, his daughter is taking advantage of his health care plan, even as she leaves college, which is a new provision, a very popular provision of the national health care reform law. And so that's why Warren's campaign is calling him a hypocrite. Both trying to have it both ways. I don't know.
Lots of he said, she said. Maybe the bigger story is how far a university will go to make its faculty seem diverse. We'll see if we can follow on that somehow in the coming weeks and months and years. Well, Kurt Nikisch, WBUR's Business and Technology, and today our political reporter. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Happy to be here.